Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Hope the start of the day is treating you good for this April 19th, 2023. 7:04 on the clock, you have your host, James J. Mayloff here. I am joined by Katrina Hittner.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Katrina. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Mm-hmm. It's good to have you here with us. We always appreciate the time from you. And say a good morning to all of our friends at Family Natural Foods, where Katrina is joining us from.
Yeah, good morning, everyone.
We'll talk a little bit more about that. It sounds like you guys already had some work this morning, but that's kind of the par for the course for you guys over there.
You know.
We learned that when we got to do the remote over there. Mm-hmm. There is no downtime for you guys. Like, as soon as you're in that building, it's go time. You're getting work done.
Yes.
It's awesome. We got some fun stuff that we're going to make you work this morning, too.
Okay, I'm ready.
We have some fun stuff to get into this morning. A couple of interesting stories to start off with. We also have how everybody is getting settlements from Facebook right now. That is interesting. Netflix is ending its DVD by mail business.
Oh.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups finally did something different that a lot of people were looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a little bit later, five myths and misconceptions people are tired of.
That'll be fun.
I don't know what that entails. I did not look ahead on that one.
All right,
I'm not sure.
This will be the fun surprise end of the day.
We've also got the top reasons people would consider being vegetarian.
Okay.
Should be an interesting one. A little bit later, we will have in the, of course, 8 o'clock hour, we'll kick off with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we will have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We get to celebrate everybody.
Love celebrating people.
Talking about Misty, celebrating people. It's going to be fun. And shortly after Melissa's news in this hour, it's Wednesday. You know that means Quality Plus Printing will join us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Hartley will be with us in the late in the 8 o'clock hour sometime.
Yeah.
And then we will have kick off the 9 o'clock hour with some entertainment news. We're also going to have some good stories, some that ain't right stories, plenty more coming up for you throughout the day today. But I want to kick things off with Katrina, and I do want to catch up on Family Natural Foods with you, Katrina, but I think this is out of the 10 times or so you've joined us, this is the third or fourth time I've started our show with this, but I'm becoming obsessed with it a bit. The ice diving. The Katrina
ice plunging.
Ice plunging.
I was like
plunging.
Ice diving. Wow, well, a fancy flips into ice water.
Yeah,
wow,
that's the next step. Now you've got to be Greg Louganis and jumping off of a high dive. That's the next step. No, Katrina shared with us before that you've done ice plunging and such. And I don't know, when's the last time you got the chance to do that?
This past weekend.
Was it really cool? Very cool. Very cool. Was it better with that kind of weather?
It was so different. So like James was saying, around my birthday in November, I kind of got into jumping into some cold body of water because there is a lot of health benefits and because I'm crazy, I think.
a little column A.
Right. But I've found a handful of other people that are interested in the health benefits or they're crazy. And it's been a really fun way to connect with some people. But so we would do this not in like below zero weather because that's just dangerous and that's not okay.
Yeah.
But we did have we cut out a chunk of ice consistently pretty much since January in the Wisconsin River safely. Everybody, it's like the back areas of it.
Yeah.
So you're not like getting the drifts coming past you. And, we've been jumping in almost like once a week. Some people do it twice a week. It just depends on the person, but it was different when you had ice around you and it was cold out.
Mm-hmm.
So we did it this last weekend, which you all know, it was a heat wave. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was warm.
Yeah.
Well, I stayed in much, much longer.
Oh.
Like probably 12 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And my average is probably like 2 to 5 minutes. Like I don't really need more than that. And in fact, if you're just going to try it for the first time, I mean, even 30 seconds is great. There's no need to do it all that time. But like I was in there for probably 12 minutes and it was warm, not the water, but the air temperature. So it made us want to be in there longer and it was okay to have like a conversation without shivering.
It's very hard to have a conversation with chattering teeth. It's, you know, it's hard to understand people sometimes.
Yeah, but a couple of us were like, well, I don't know, is this even cold plunging anymore at this point?
Yeah,
but it is because the temperature of it is still under like 30. It's like, you know, around 30 is in there. And I think what a lot of people stay is like 45 and under, so we're like we're still under that, but it's fun. I think, you know, something else will change over time when some new activity, ice diving, I guess. James,
ice diving is the next step. Yes. You said the health benefits to it. Are there anything off the top of your head worth mentioning?
Yeah, so There's a lot of health benefits, and yeah. one of which is it helps naturally boost the dopamine in our brains. So that's something that's like the feel-good hormone for a lot of people, and some people are lacking dopamine for many different reasons, or they look for other substance to get that dopamine high, but it doesn't last as long. This is a way that you can naturally boost your dopamine internally. It has... It specifically with the dopamine, it helps with your vagal nervous system, which is kind of in the back of your head connecting to your spine, and that really helps with like being able to work on the fight or flight, right? Like so when we get frightened, how does that help us regulate our system? So it's really helping the mind game of being comfortable, helping kind of control that brain and body connection. Okay, let's see. It helps with the brown fat, which is a good fat for our bodies. It helps with inflammation. So people use it for joint inflammation. Yeah. A lot of people in high school will be like, I remember doing ice baths and track and field or something like that. But it helps with that. Gosh, there's a lot of them. But what I really like is it's the physical and the mental. Yeah. And so it's really challenging it in a different way. And it's not like... You can run a race and you can challenge your physical and your mental, but this is a different way of challenging your physical and mental. And that's what I've really enjoyed.
It's really cool. Yeah. The dopamine thing is fascinating.
Yes.
And actually leads into, because part of what made me think of this is I saw some articles recently of a lot of retired athletes have been doing this. You mentioned the ice baths. Mm-hmm. I took those in football. I think a lot of people did and everything. And track and field, we did it too. Mm-hmm. So these athletes, they've done this their whole lives as well, just like you and I and others out there. They get out of professional sports, and their dopamine levels are kind of I don't want to say messed up, but they're not where they were before they started playing professional sports.
Right.
And how do you feel joy? How do you feel like these kind of things and stuff? And they found these ice baths help. But I didn't hear that part of it about the dopamines. They just talk about their moods being different and everything. They're talking around it kind of without the science. I don't think that maybe either the person writing the article or the athletes themselves have been told that part of it. That is really unique and really cool.
Yeah.
I find that awesome.
So when are you going to come, James?
Yeah, that's what this is leading to, Katrina.
You want to invite yourself. It's perfect. I think I've mentioned before, James. You're welcome.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
I'm not good at inviting myself to things, for one. So that never happened. But I've thought about this a lot. I was through more fights than I could count before I was 12. Mm-hmm. I've been grazed by bullets. I've been stabbed. I've had all these different things. I can handle pain. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. Cold? No. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. No. Get away from me, cold. Mm-hmm. I can't handle you, cold.
That's where the mental game would be really good for you.
Right. And I don't like
it's a safe mental game, too. I mean, we wouldn't have you being hypothermic and shivering too much, but that's the other thing. So
I generally I don't like when I can't do things. Mm-hmm. There's certain things I'm okay with. I understand that I can't fly. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go try to do that or anything. But like with the dyslexia that the dyslexia I've been dealing with, I've been trying to fight through that and trying to get better with it. My weight I've been struggling with. I didn't like that I was the way certain things. So you keep correcting these things and working on them. I knocked soda out of my diet in the last month. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
This is kind of one of those next steps for me.
Okay.
Is like I don't want to so much conquer cold. Mm-hmm. Like I don't want it to have an effect on me like I do.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of those ways of doing it. But everything I was reading about the dopamines was fascinating to me, and that is something I think I could use help with as well. So there's a lot of different advantages to it. But all this started, Katrina, really for me coming across something that I did not even know existed.
Okay.
And I love finding these kind of things. And if you're at all curious about this, I'll give you the website in a moment. The Underwater Connection, Wisconsin scuba diving experts for over 30 years.
Mm.
We've got scuba diving experts and scuba diving that takes place in Wisconsin. I feel like I've heard that before, but I didn't know about it that well. And I didn't know that there was this great organization that's been around 30 years doing this, helping people do this and doing this in all times of year.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what time of year it is. They got classes. They're doing these things.
Cool.
Maybe that's the next step. Maybe scuba diving during this time.
Scuba diving. and feeling a little bit of the cold, but you have that wetsuit that buffers it for you.
Probably wouldn't have nearly the same kind of benefits or anything, but it does sound kind of cool. It does sound kind of
interesting. In its own fun way, yes.
Yeah, yeah. There is a bunch of fun and cool things going on over at Family Natural Foods. I wanted to touch on that for a moment, if you don't mind, Katrina.
Yeah, we do have lots of cool things. Yeah. So if you want to geek out and talk more cold plunging, you're welcome to come and chat with me.
real quick, I'm sorry, that website, uwconnection.com. It's a website, uwconnection.com. And yes, you can talk to Katrina's ear off about cold plunging.
But you can also talk to us about all sorts of other fun things. And currently, we have a presentation coming up next week, Tuesday, and it's going to be on digestive health. It's by Dr. Tracy. She's a leading expert in digestive health coming in from the Florida area. She'll be talking about all sorts of things, whether it's like IBS or bloating, acid reflux, just digestional issues. She's going to be great. And that presentation is going to be Tuesday, April 25th at 5 p.m. And it's at the back of the store. So we'll have that happening, and definitely come with questions, you know, get ready to learn all sorts of new things from Dr. Tracy. I'm excited about the presentation.
Yeah, she's, I just read up a little bit about her the last time you and Stephen were with us and everything. She's really good at this a great public speaker. But I found one of the things I found really interesting about her is she talks about these subjects that oftentimes we can be a little hushed about or be a little sensitive about. Mm-hmm. And she makes it very like, this is it. We're just talking about, like, we're talking about the air. We're talking about the weather or something like that. Mm-hmm. And there's bedside manner and then there's that.
Right.
Like, that's our different level of being able to. She's very good at what she does.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk with her and learn from her. So definitely come. That will be this coming Tuesday, April 25th at 5 p.m. at Family Natural Foods. Maybe you know somebody that has digestive issues. Maybe it's you. All are welcome. So definitely bring a friend.
It's a free lecture, so it's not a bad idea to show up and get some information just in case you may need it or someone you know may need it.
I mean, digestional stuff happens. It will come.
It's going to happen. Yeah.
And it will leave, and it will come and it will leave. So it's going to happen to somebody at some point.
But. Yeah, if it hasn't happened to you yet, something will happen in that realm.
Sadly, it just does.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we have Terry Lemeron coming to do a presentation on May 24th at 5:15, and we're super excited about Terry coming, and we'll definitely talk a lot more about that and all the logistics, but we just want people to get it on their calendar, which will be a Wednesday, May 24th at 5:15. He'll have all sorts of good information. And then lastly, it's garden season, which a lot of people know. It's kind of rainy out there, so it's getting the ground ready for us. And I want to let everyone know that as of yesterday, I was the mule for the store, and we have now potatoes and onion plants and onion sets in, and then all the, you know, beans and peas and squash and all those things. Yeah. So pretty much, I'd say like 95% of the garden center is there. There's a few things that are still coming in, but other than that, we have it ready to rock and roll. And onion plants only last for so long. So come in like this week if you want to get them. But yeah, we'll have tons of potatoes and onion sets for a little bit longer too.
It's a good time of year to, of course, start planning that, get started on it and everything. That's going to be exciting. I just enjoy that part of the year when you're driving around and seeing all the gardens and everything. It's
People outside.
And it's great to have Terry back in town. I've heard Terry talk about this on his show that we air and everything before. So I'm not at all trying to be morbid or anything, but Terry doesn't know how long he's going to be able to keep doing this stuff. Any chance we can get him in town, that Terry's an icon in this state. Like what he has done, the trailblazing work that he has done and everything, it's always worked so well with the trailblazing work your family has done in this area that you and I actually were kind of touching about earlier this morning in our pregame and everything. It's just a natural fit. And to get Terry here again, and hopefully more and more times too. This next time, that is so cool. That is so great to be able to do. Just if he was just here, let alone talking or speaking or answering questions, just him showing up would be fun. But I think that's going to be really unique.
Yeah. So anybody that hasn't come, definitely come, because it's worth seeing and talking with him and learning. And you might get to shake the man's hand and talk to him, ask him a question. He's so down to earth and always eager to help people. Or, you know, maybe you've come to the other two presentations. This will be your third. awesome. Come again. He's going to have new info. Or if you're like me, I've heard this a couple times, but now I have it in my brain a different or deeper way. So always good to hear that info.
We will we'll be get back with our National Day of Calendar. We'll come come back with that in just a moment here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Katrina and James here with you. We're going to have some fun now diving into our National Day of Calendar for this April 19th, 2023. It's National Rice Ball Day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever had a, I've had a lot of rice in my life. I don't think I've ever had a rice ball before, though.
Yeah, I think I've had it in some in Asian cuisine of sorts, but and I know some people like have a rice ball and then they'll wrap it with like seaweed or something. So
yeah,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Very good, popular in Asian cuisines.
Mm-hmm.
It's Poetry and the Creative Mind Day.
Mm.
The mind needs creative outlets to be happy and healthy, and that's the point of Poetry and the Creative Mind Day. When you let you can let your emotions out in a word of in the word of art.
Mm-hmm.
I think that everybody, whether they realize it or not, everybody likes poetry in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
I do this with my students sometimes where I will talk about that, or they will say that they won't, and then I'll mention a hip-hop artist or mm-hmm. somebody like that, and that they will know that's, and I'll read some of their lyrics to them.
Yep. Music is definitely a form of it.
Yeah. I think that there's most of us grew up reading Dr. Seuss or Shel mm-hmm. Silverstein.
Yep.
Where the Sidewalk Ends to this day is still one of my top five, top 10 favorite books.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just an amazing. The poetry is a lot of fun. It does. It's the thing I think it can be fun about writing is you don't have to be good at it
mm-mm.
or quote unquote good at it. It doesn't have to be something that you're going to show to the masses.
Mm-hmm.
It could be just for you. It could be just for you and one other person. It can be just for a small group of people or whatever. I write mainly for, writing's the one thing I kind of do for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that doing it and sharing the work that I have, it's helped a lot more people than other things that I've done in
sure.
some ways. I think that...
Bigger impact. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's... Writing to me, I think, is one of those things that's fun. It's also something that you just can, like most things, you continue to get good at.
Mm-hmm.
Keep working at.
Mm-hmm.
And poetry can be a release. I think writing is a release. They tell you to have a journal. They tell you to you know, do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's, I believe in my heart that it's one of those things that's a great release. And it's also a chance to get that creative outlet out.
Mm-hmm.
My sister doesn't have a whole lot of opportunities to be creative and everything. She's very busy with the boys and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She loves using coloring books.
Yeah, that's another way to be creative in a different way.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know they're not talking about that in this, but I'm just going to expand it to the creative mind part of
yes.
it. And if you don't feel like writing, if writing isn't your thing,
mm-hmm.
finding ways to give your brain some chance to be creative.
Absolutely. I think that's the hard part with just talking on that creative side is sometimes we think of it, oh, you have to be like a fancy detailed artist in order to be creative. There's many different forms, like you said, you know, like writing, music, there can be dance. There's so many different creative forms.
Yeah, especially when it comes to art.
Mm-hmm.
We've all seen modern art or paintings, and we're like, what is that? How is that a painting? How mm-hmm. is that, you know? But to right. another person, like, oh my God, look what they did with the colors
yes.
here and the twists and everything.
Right? Yes.
It's all in, you know.
Perception.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And have fun with it. Enjoy it. And your brain will thank you for it as far as the creativity. It releases
yes.
dopamines. It releases stress. It's a great break for your brain.
Absolutely.
Let's see here. National Amaretto Day. So maybe that'll help you be a little more creative.
Yeah,
maybe
have your Amaretto first, and then...
Yeah, loosen you up a little bit.
Bring that notepad with you and start your jaunt.
It certainly fits for a lot of writers, that's for sure. A lot sure. of writers like their Amaretto. Mix up a cocktail with Amaretto or try distilling your own almond-flavored liqueur and toast to the versatile, sweet, and bitter, tasty Italian spirit. Amaretto, much of different ways. So just for a little extra facts here, the name Amaretto translates into like a little bitter one. I've also heard it bitter little one.
Mm,
I've heard that too, as it comes from the Italian word amaro, meaning bitter.
Mm.
And of course the word love, amore.
Mm-hmm.
My Nana, my Nana's maiden name is Demore.
Oh, fun.
And she used to love saying Demore, like Amore.
Yes, I like that.
It just always pops in my head anytime I hear Amore. Yeah, Amaretto's good. National Garlic Day. Mm-hmm. Wow, this is really a day for my people. We got Amaretto, got a garlic. I mean, where's the pasta? Where's right? the pasta? Where's the Dean Martin Day? Where's the, just throw everything in there. Garlic is great.
Garlic has so many health benefits, too. Yes. I mean, I was just chatting with somebody yesterday about that at the store, how she was like, oh, yeah, I've been reading about it. I'm like, yes, it's like endless. It's good for your immunity. It's good for your cholesterol. It's good for your blood pressure. It's good for everything. It's just a good one to take, whether you eat it by the clove or you're in your cooking or you're taking it in a supplement form. It's so good for you.
I think the only thing that garlic isn't good at is kissing.
Yeah, that's true.
That's about it. That's everything else.
That other person has garlic, then maybe it's like trade-off, right? Like it's even. We're even right here.
I don't believe in this very often, but with garlic I do, mutual destruction, mm-hmm. where you both eat a ton of garlic.
Yeah, right.
And yes, and then you're both, you know, with the
your
bad breath.
Your pores are smelling like garlic.
Yes, I'm a big fan of garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Bicycle Day. I want to ride my bicycle.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Despite the name Bicycle Day, it is not about people pedal bikes or queen. It's a or queen. It's a day to recognize the scientific and psychiatric impact of the drug known as LSD. What is going on here? Bicycle Day is fast approaching, and while we don't think that it'll ever take off like Thanksgiving, the popularity of the event is growing by the year. However, it remains a day that's lost on a lot of people, while many others have completely the wrong idea of what the celebration is all about.
They should have named it something different.
Yeah.
Because so, I would have never, ever thought about, like, my brain wouldn't have gone there.
No, the event has grown at a rapid rate and is set to be bigger than ever this year or in the coming years, before enjoying continuing development over the years to come. So what is it? Given its name, you'd be forgiven for jumping to the conclusion that Bicycle Day is a celebration of the two-wheeled pedal-driven bike. However, the adultation of the bike is actually reserved for World Bicycle Day. So you can put your helmet away and you don't have to listen to a Queen today. But you should. Queen, you should listen to Queen all the time. Bicycle Day is incredibly a celebration of LSD, or rather it commemorates a discovery that LSD can evoke significant shifts of consciousness even in low doses. It is therefore one of the biggest breakthroughs in the history of using the substance as a psychiatric tool. As well as other situations. The day is,
Well, you know what? I think they lost us on the marketing, too. So for everybody that doesn't see the visual side of it for us, they have a bicycle and peddlers. So they totally lost me on that for the marketing part of it right away.
Yeah.
I feel like they could have a name, you know, like...
There's literally almost any name that would have worked better than that.
Yeah. But anyways, okay, good. There's an awareness day for that one.
Yeah,
all right.
There you go. Yeah. Just hanging out. It's National Hanging Out Day.
Yeah, you know.
You know, just be. You ain't got to do anything. Just be. Help the environment and extend the life of your clothes by line drying. Give it a try and see if that's a positive change you can end up making long term. So it's a day to hang your clothes out.
See, that one also lost us on the marketing.
Man,
of it.
They have really just...
So that one's clothes. So like hang dry your clothes. Don't use your dryer. Like you let them air out, which is a great... I love doing that in the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
If it's something like fresh, dry, like, you know, air dried.
Might not go that well right now, this time of year.
No, it's raining right now.
But, not a bad idea to do during the summer. No, that's certainly a good idea. I like that. I really feel like they overthought these. Like, at least this one is pretty safe. I think we're going to talk about bananas. I'm not sure. National Banana Day. Let's hang on here. Orange, you glad I didn't say banana? Oh, boy. Enjoy some banana-based treats like banana bread, a banana split, or even banana punch, and tell terrible jokes. That's what today is all about. Okay, at least it was about what we thought
it was. We knew that one was banana.
National Banana Day is a bit like a heady mix of April Fool's Day and Halloween, and with a helpful portion of healthy eating thrown in for good measure. I love the idea of kids going around right now this time of year and happy National Banana Day, and they're looking for banana.
Like, right. Yep. Or handing out bananas or something. Yes, banana yes. The teacher today. Something. Mm-hmm.
I am a fan of bananas. Bananas are great. Mm-hmm. Definitely like those. Sounds like a good day for one of those.
Yes.
I should send a shout out to Melissa. Melissa leaves me a banana all the time.
Aw.
She usually has a couple in the morning or something when we're sitting here on the show, and then before she leaves, I'll have a note and a banana on my office desk or whatever telling me to eat it.
That's great.
Eat something healthy today at least or something like that.
Nice. Way to go, Melissa.
Well, speaking of Mel, we'll go to her news right now. Kat and I will be right back afterwards with some more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
He's got you some new ones. Mm-hmm.
It's one of my best friends for a reason.
Oh, you're saying that now.
Yeah.
But
I'm
you know when he puts like Spice Girls on, yes, you yes. were like, no.
Sis fired. He gets fired every day. And yes. he gets rehired back. And he gets
every day. Multiple times in the morning.
People don't know how serious I take this. He has to fill out a new W-2 every day. Like, it's really, it's a little annoying for him. He puts up with a lot, Seth does. Thank you for that, Seth. Man, I was just talking about Chris Cornell yesterday. I was just talking about Soundgarden. Nice. Katrina and James here with you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. 7:38 on the clock. We hope your Wednesday is treating you good. We usually kind of save these stories a little bit later, but these are good story, that ain't right story, weird story kind of story.
Ooh, all of it in one.
Back to back here. I don't understand, a whole lot of international issues sometimes, mm-hmm. but this one is very interesting because we all understand that we've had some issues lately with balloons and things like mm-hmm. this and spying and some of that stuff yep. and everything, and it's a pretty heavy topic. This takes a whole different level to it. A curious toddler on Tuesday earned the title of one of the tiniest White House intruders after he squeezed through the metal fencing on the north side of the executive mansion. U.S. Secret Service uniform division officers who are responsible for security at the White House walked across the north lawn and to retrieve the tot and reunite him with his parents on the Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh, my.
Access to the complex was briefly restricted while officers conducted the reunification. Officers briefly questioned the parents before allowing them to continue on their way.
Right, like, hey, did you specifically have your kid go through there to put anything over here? Interesting.
The littlest spy. That's what this is. We're going a whole different route with this now and everything. We had the movie, The Little Boss.
Yes, I remember that. Now Baby Little Boss or something.
Yeah, Baby Boss. Mm-hmm. Yes, now it's this.
Yes.
No, so parenting is the greatest gift I will ever know. I cannot stress that enough, and I think most parents would agree with me. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like that. There are moments when you're with your child and they do something, and you're just everything could stop, and it wouldn't be enough time to appreciate it and everything. And then there are moments when our kids do something that just embarrass us. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a. I was standing with my son outside once, and my son said to this random girl that I thought she was pretty, when I didn't even know she was standing there. I didn't even notice this person or anything. And my son's just like, my dad thinks you're pretty. I'm like, what are you doing?
He's trying to help you out is what it was, you know?
Hey, this is my kid. They embarrass us sometimes, too.
Yes.
I don't think any of us can like there's embarrassing, like mm-hmm. your kid does something in front of a stranger or says something yep. like that, and then there's this.
Yeah.
It's
on national news now.
Oh, I can't imagine the embarrassment. But you just want to just like pull yourself into your like turtle, just go into your right? shell and everything. Like, yeah, that's my kid.
Maybe they embrace it. They're like, yeah, that's my kid.
Well, that's how my dad would be. My mother would be mortified. My dad would be bragging about it yep. like to everybody. Yeah. To the Secret Service people, my dad would be bragging to him.
You know, you got to balance in life. That's the beauty of it.
It's a good thing. I don't know how this even happens. This is a toddler.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking about, like, so what, the parent turned to, like, look at something and the kid sprints over there. They must have been, like, that close to the fence that the kid's just looking in, right?
Yeah.
And then the mom turns, or the dad, mom and dad turn, and the kid's like, oh, I'll try to go through here. And before you know it, they can't get them. And a lot of kids, when you say, hey, come back, they go even further. Remember, kids like the chase game.
Yes.
Like, they love the chase game. If you're going to chase them, they're going to keep going. So maybe that's what happened. But yeah. I mean, that would be kind of frightening. Like, excuse me, I cannot get through here. And can you get my kid, please? Because I can't fit through here.
Well, and like, you know, your kid runs out to on a baseball field or something like that. You're going to go chase him or something like that. Right. Then there's this kind of situation where you can't really get through the bars anyway.
Right.
But even if you could, probably not a good idea to go chasing after your kid on the White House lawn.
But and I'm just thinking, like, there would be a moment of the fear of, like, oh, my kid's away from there. But then, oh, they're in the White House where there's heavy security. There are people with guns.
Yeah.
Like all of those things. Some people go out of reaction versus, like, let's observe something, a first sign. So that also, just thinking as a mom to young kids, like, ooh, that I think would trigger me the most. Like, okay, what's happening? And it's just a two-year-old. It's just a two-year-old.
Yeah. Come on, everybody calm down.
But funny.
I will say, though, that there's nothing funny or good or cool or anything like that about the terroristic act, I believe, of January 6th, what happened to the White House.
Yeah.
However, if it was all babies, it'd have been a lot funnier. It'd have been a lot more entertaining, at least a bit. And during, you know, it would have all settled down during nap time.
Right, like, exactly.
Everything would have calmed down.
Yes.
It'd be able to pick all the babies up and take them away and everything. It'd been a lot better.
A lot of cribs around there.
Yes. We've got this one here, too, because there's that kid and then there's this one. A 13-year-old boy had to be freed from a claw machine after he climbed inside hoping to score a prize.
A claw machine. How did he climb inside?
That's the greatest question. Yes. Carwood's officials were alerted just before 2 p.m. on Sunday that the boy was inside the Cosmic XL bonus game, which contained plush prizes, according to Courtney McCray Weber, a spokesperson for the park. The medical response team unlocked the machine and the boy was able to get out, she said. He was treated and released for first aid to his guardian. The boy has been banned from the park for 1 year for attempting theft. But there's nothing in the article about how he got in.
What?
That's bad reporting. I'm sorry. That's bad reporting. That should be the first thing on here.
Like, how did, like, was it started with his hand and then all of a sudden he could climb up the chute? Like, it must have been big prizes in order for him to get in there, unless he figured out how to unlock it, but he couldn't lock, like, then it locked on him, maybe?
Yeah. He certainly should be punished for trying to steal. I don't think let that go or anything like that. But I do also think he should be given some points for being able to do this. Like, he's in trouble, all that and everything. But also, how did you do it? Like you got to explain it.
Right. I know. I want to know.
That's part of your punishment. You have to explain how you did this.
Yeah. Everything's on video nowadays. Wouldn't there be a video?
You got to think there's a video of it. Yeah. Got to be. I'm very curious because it'd be one thing if he, like, was able to unlock the machine and get in, like, the way they got him out.
Right.
That's not, you know, there's nothing David Copperfield about that or anything.
No.
But I want to know how he did this.
Yeah, right. He had to, like, morph into a different shape and such. We want to know.
Kids are
chameleons.
Animal. Mm-hmm. Those animals that could just, like, flatten themselves and get under things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We'll take a commercial break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 7:48 on the clock. We are going to be taking right up to the top of the hour. Then CBS News will come in and catch up on all your world news. After that, we'll have a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. We'll talk with Paul, see how he's doing, get some updates on Mother Nature. And after all of that, Katrina and I will get into 5 myths and misconceptions people are tired of.
Okay.
We will get into all of that. Of course, Misty's Mini Birthday Anniversary Club in the 8 o'clock hour. We will also talk with our friends at Quality Pulse Printing, get our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Yes.
Right now, let's check out these couple kind of quick stories here. If you like peanut butter, you probably have a strong preference for creamy or crunchy. And now that choice can extend to Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh.
Reese's has new limited edition versions of their peanut butter cups out, one that has a crunchy peanut butter filling and one that has a new creamy filling made with a noticeably smoother texture than the classic ones. They'll be available through the summer while supplies last. Reese's wants to try both and then vote for your favorite at Hersheyland.com.
That's kind of fun.
That is a good idea.
And then
like
they'll
that.
Probably maybe keep that variety around, I would guess. But okay, so are you creamy or crunchy peanut butter person?
I'm a creamy person, but every once in a while I do like crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
That was how I used to be, at least. I haven't been into peanut butter that much recently in life and everything. But mm-hmm. when I do eat it, it's usually creamy.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't turn down crunchy. I wouldn't be like, no, I'm not eating that.
Right.
Do you have a preference?
I don't have like a strong preference, I don't find. Mm. But I used to be crunchy, and I feel like I've switched to creamy.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. But same, I would eat a peanut butter sandwich with crunchy.
I think the thing that I really like this idea. I love whenever they get fan participation mm-hmm. in these things. But the thing I like the most is, do you notice they didn't tell you have to register, download an app,
Yes, that's so nice. Because then you're not getting your email isn't getting clogged with more stuff.
Yeah.
When you just wanted to vote. You just wanted to tell your opinion. That's all.
I think it's really smart on their mm-hmm. part. More people are going to use that than would if it was, you first have to use this QR code and mm-hmm. then download the app. And
too many steps.
Yeah, yeah.
We just want to vote.
Just let people vote.
We could do the old school way. Just mail it in.
There you go. Yeah. Hersheyland.com is where you can vote for these. I think I see a future taste test in the future here for us here on the morning show. We're going to have to do that. Yep. Hersheyland.com is where you can go to vote. I should do that as long as I'm here. I'm going to vote for creamy. No, you can't vote yet because they're not even out yet.
Ha.
Oh, click on the state. Oh, wait. Oh, interesting. Oh, so it's got a map of the whole, all the states
mm-hmm.
here, and you can float over, and it tells you how the votes are going.
Okay, so how's it going in Wisconsin right now?
In Wisconsin, 77.61% of the vote is for creamy, and 22.39% of the vote is for crunchy.
Mm. Okay, let's try, can we try, the East Coast somewhere to see what theirs is?
Maine, it is 80% creamy, 19% crunchy. New York, 81% creamy, 18% crunchy.
What is Oregon or Washington doing over there?
Washington, it's at 60% creamy, 39% crunchy, a little closer there. Oregon, 75% crunchy, 24% cream. 75% creamy, 24% crunchy.
So maybe, James, because if we're looking at it here, on the map of the United States, it says creamy and it's all in red. So it must be that creamy is taking it with every state.
Yeah.
It looks like kind of almost like if you're voting, Democratic versus Republican
kind of thing. Yes, yes.
It almost looks like creamy's winning it with every state.
It is. I'm just going through all the wonderful 50 states we have here, and in every one of them, now the only one I saw close is Montana.
Okay.
Montana, 56% of the vote for creamy, 43% for crunchy. So that's
all
a little closer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't realize we were that heavy creamy on
I
that.
Guess so.
Interesting. I wonder if that's news to Hershey or not, if they knew that already or
right.
not. Interesting.
Or people are like, I don't like change. Like, I think creamy is like consistently what it's been, right? Kind of.
Oh.
But crunchy is something different.
That's
and it's like,
a good
don't
point.
Mess with something that's good.
Yeah, yeah. Most people don't like that. And then there's pivoting, and that kind of, you just perfectly led us into our next conversation. Nice job, Katrina. Because you're right, people don't like change, but then there's these times where a business will change or pivot, and it's exactly what we needed or wanted mm-hmm. or what have you. And that takes us to Netflix.
Oh, yes, Netflix. What are they up to these days?
There was a time when all Netflix did was deliver DVDs to your house.
I
think most of us have forgotten, but yeah, most of us were using it for that and everything. We'll talk about the end of an era. Netflix is ending its DVD by mail business after 25 years.
Mm.
And yes, people are still getting DVDs by mail from Netflix, but not for much longer. The last of those red envelopes will be mailed out September 29th and will have to be returned on October 27th.
Hmm.
Netflix says, quote, to everyone who ever added a DVD to their queue or waiting by the mailbox for a red envelope to arrive, thank you. Our goal has always been to provide the best service for our members, but as the DVD business continues to shrink, that's going to become increasingly difficult. Netflix also announced that they'll be phasing in their paid sharing plan in the coming weeks, which is a less aggressive way to say that they are cracking down on password sharing. They've already tried it in other countries, and they're pleased with the results. See how this goes.
Yeah.
The DVD sales thing I get.
Yep.
But Netflix, like a lot of companies right now, for us, the normal consumer, I don't think we think of it this way, but in the business world, they look like a sinking ship. They just keep cutting things. They've been cutting shows for a little while now and canceling shows that people like and everything. They've switched from making movies to kind of anime and a lot of kids programming because it's cheaper. Reality TV because it's cheaper. And basically trying to get every penny they can. It's in the business world looks like getting every penny they can before they either sell the company or it goes bankrupt because they're not the big dog anymore. They're not the biggest game in town.
Right. They were for the longest time. They were the leaders of it. They were, had the best innovation on it. And it's true. They haven't really changed. They kind of just stayed with it.
They stayed pat and got kind of, whether they were trying to or not, the way it comes across is they got kind of stuck in their laurels or stuck with, we did this, this, and this. That should be good.
Right.
I think that's not business. There's no business that can survive not evolving. Every business has to evolve. Every business has to grow. What we're doing right now is a perfect example of that. You can't do a one size fits all for radio.
Right.
That's not going to work. What people love in Madison, they're not going to love here, and vice versa.
Right.
You wouldn't put our morning show on in Madison. That wouldn't make any sense. Now people could listen to us in Madison, enjoy our program. We happen to have a couple listeners in Madison. We say good morning to them.
Good morning.
But it wouldn't like this show wouldn't work nationally. It wouldn't make sense for us to do a national. Now we could do that, but I'd have to tinker with the show, and it wouldn't be what we do. We're local radio. With the growingness of this industry, one of the things that we can do that nobody else can is broadcast and do live direct reporting from Central Wisconsin.
Right.
We can do right from here. We are Central Wisconsin.
Yep. Just focusing on that.
Whereas other stations kind of do this one size fits all kind of thing, and they want to have the same programming on every one of their stations. Their station in Madison, their station in Green Bay, their station here, and that just doesn't add up. I can tell you it doesn't because they're in. The audience could tell you it doesn't because they're not listening to it. They don't listen to that, which hurts their advertisers, hurts local businesses that they can't advertise on those programs, and it affects everybody. So you have to evolve. How do you do this radio thing to make it more relevant to people? You do real radio. You talk to people real.
Yeah.
You do real conversations, and you do local broadcasting. It's how you evolve. Netflix doesn't seem like they really evolved after that first big evolution of we're going from getting the DVDs in your hands to having them on our screens. I didn't think that was going to happen as quickly as it did, though. It's kind of crazy to think. I was living in DeKalb the last times I was getting DVDs from Netflix.
Yeah.
And that doesn't feel that long ago. It doesn't, you know, it wasn't more than 15 years ago or whatever and everything.
Right.
It's crazy how that happens, how quickly.
How quickly that happens, definitely.
I think that one of the things that could come from this, if they were smart about it too, is the next thing for them. What are they going to do next?
Yeah, and they definitely need to put something out there about like, hey, this is what our plan is. I know they're saying like, hey, we're going to crack down on passwords and sharing. Okay, sure. But like, what's the excitement for a person to want to still invest in that business? Like,
right.
What's new? Or what kind of new shows are you going to bring in? Or what are you doing differently?
Well, and especially if you're looking to cost save here and everything on all of these things, where is the benefit to the consumer? Consumer, where, you know, it, especially part of what helped Netflix was the password sharing.
Yeah.
Whether they like it or not, whether they'll admit it or not, it absolutely did. There's no way they become the big dog in town without that.
Yeah.
Especially we're talking the beginning days of streaming when most people were still using cable and very few people were willing to pay $12 to $15 a month for this new streaming service. And I got to switch over to the input button on my TV and all that. I don't want to do. Who's going to ever do that?
Right.
I certainly didn't. Think it was going to happen, at least not as quickly as
right.
it did. Now they've got to kind of readjust. They've got to kind of figure that out. See how that goes. As we're wrapping up the hour, I just wanted to touch on one other thing before we let you go. Tomorrow is a big one. Wisconsin Emergency Management and the National Weather Service are conducting a statewide tornado drill tomorrow at 1:45 and at 6:45. This is part of the annual Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week that wraps up this Friday, I believe, the 21st.
Nice. That's good to do. That's good to practice that so we're prepared.
You know, we make fun of the National Day of thing a little bit because a lot of those things, you know, like having your clothes out to dry on a day like this doesn't work, that
sure,
kind of thing.
Yep.
This one always comes the right time of year.
Yeah.
This is
really
we have weird weather this time of year, always have, and this year no different, obviously, as we were walking around in shorts a couple of weeks ago, and then we got bombarded by Katrina's diving into ice one day, you know, the next day. And
that's normal, though.
And now, a little normal. And now we're back to, at least for me, sneakers. Like, I got my my basketball shoes on as soon as I could.
Yep.
I'm okay with not being able to put shorts on right away.
I'm okay to have a spring that's slow transition because it's better for all of us, like our bodies, and for nature, because nature's like, whoa, okay, I've got buds on my trees now, and then all of a sudden it freezes, and that's not good for it.
No. Spread the word about this so other people know, especially if they hear these sirens. We don't want anybody being taken off guard by this or anything. 1:45, 6:45 this Thursday, they will have the tornado drill sounding, and that will be just a way to bring awareness to Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.